శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురౌ శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్మైష్టవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం విష్ణుచైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సగణాలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామిని. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీనితి నామిని. శ్రీమాశభానవీ దేవి దయితాయ కృపాబ్ధయ విశ్వ సంబంధ విజ్ఞాన దాయినే ప్రభవే నమః. మాధుర్యోజ్జ్వల ప్రేమాఢ్య శ్రీరూపానుగా భక్తిద శ్రీగౌరకరుణాశక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే. నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనతారిణే రూపానుగావిరుద్ధాప సిద్ధాంతద్వాంతహారిణే. నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ విప్రలంబారసాంబోధే పాదాంబుజాయతే నమః. నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామిని గౌరశక్తిస్వరూపాయ రూపానుగావరాయతే గౌరావిర్భావభూమే స్వం నిర్దేశ సజ్జన ప్రియ వైష్ణాయ నమః. పాంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహాదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసింధౌ దీనబంధౌ జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. జయతాం సురతోర్భంగుర్ మామందమతేర్గతి మత్సర్వస్వాపదాంబోజౌ రాధామదనమోహనౌ. దివ్యద్బృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాదః శ్రీమద్రత్నాకారసింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీమద్పాదశీలగోవిందదేవో ప్రశ్రాలిభిః సేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి శ్రీమాన్ రాసరసారంభీ నాతటస్థితః కర్షం వేణోస్వనేర్గోపీర్గోపీనాథః శ్రీయేస్తు నః. తప్తకాంచనగౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వి ఫినిష్ ద ఫస్ట్ వేవ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఈస్టర్న్ పార్ట్, సామాన్య భక్తి, విచ్ ఈస్ ద జనరల్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి విచ్ ఆర్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ భక్తీస్, దట్ ఈస్ సాధన భావ అండ్ ప్రేమ. దెన్ ఇన్ ద ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ వి సీ డిడ్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ సెకండ్ వేవ్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ దట్ దే ఆర్ త్రీ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్, దట్ ఈస్ సాధన భావ అండ్ ప్రేమ. దే ఈస్ ఎ బిగ్ డిస్కషన్ వై త్రీ నాట్ టూ, why it should not be two, why it should not be three. There are opposing views by Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanathacharya Thakur. Srila Jiva Goswami says, for a simpler understanding, let us keep only two. We'll categorize bhava and prema in one category and call it sadhya, sadhya bhakti or hardra bhakti. That means something which comes in the heart, something which is emotional, let us categorize it as sadhya, something which is attained. And he goes on explaining that how they can be only two instead of three. Because he gives a quotation saying that by sadhana bhakti, what happens? The other types of forms, emotional forms come up. And he says that bhav bhakti has got five, prema, pranaya, sneha, raga. And Ujjalini when he talks about three more types, that is anuraga, bhava and mana. All the eight forms are nothing but bhava and prema. So let us categorize all the eight forms, bhava, prema in one. But Srila Vishwanatha Thakur says, no, it should be three, not two, because there is a context. He brings in the concept of aparadha, offenses. Offenses and the tendency to commit offenses and the reaction for the offenses. So these things comes under consideration because there is a situation where somebody has attained love for Krishna and still there is a tendency to commit offenses, or there is the residue of the reaction of the offenses still in the heart. So it is quite possible there may be a situation where somebody has got love for Krishna, he has developed bhava, has got some affection, and not only the affection is there, he has aparad. So since the aparads are there, the residue of aparads are there, it cannot be called as prema. And since it is attachment for Krishna is there, it cannot be called as sadhana. So there should be a third category called bhava. So that is why, to explain further, instead of there is just two categories of sadhana, bhakti, and sadhya, then he brings in the third thing, he says siddha bhakti. That is, he says sadhana bhakti, sadhya bhakti and siddha bhakti. So he, siddha bhakti means prem, sadhya bhakti is bhava, and sadhana bhakti is this thing. So it is appropriate to have three. That is what Vishwanatha Thakur says. Now anyhow, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti will be discussed later. First we will talk about sadhana bhakti. Now we have defined sadhana bhakti in the second verse. What is the definition? Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidaha nityasiddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyatha. Now the first line says kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya. Sadhana is something which is done by kriti, by body. Here body means body, mind and words, all three. You should be very careful about it. Body here refers to kriti, here refers to done by the senses. Senses means the center of all the senses is the mind. So mind is also involved, isn't it? The body is definitely involved. And one of the important activities of the body and the mind is speech. That is how you express things. So all the three things done by this, and most important is bhava sa sadhana vidha. So why the purpose of doing sadhana should be what? To attain bhava. So we discussed about that very important point. If the purpose of doing sadhana should be bhava. And now the third point, which is like not really mentioned here, but it should be always spoken. That is what? Done under the guidance of a spiritual master. Because when you go to further the bhakti angas, while talking about it, the first three are related to Guru only, isn't it? Ado Guru Padashreha, Siksha Diksha Diksha Dikharanam, Guru Sevaya. So, without that, no other bhakti angas can be called bhakti angas. That is why if you want to say something is sadhana bhakti, just somebody is chanting, that doesn't make him a sadhaka. Just somebody is paying obeisances in the temple, that doesn't make him a sadhaka. If it is done under the guidance of the spiritual master, and it is done with the intention of attaining bhava, so this makes him, this makes this sadhaka. Now somebody may say, you are putting something from outside. That means bhakti is brought, purchased from outside. You are getting from outside to inside. No. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hriti sadhyatha. Whatever is nitya siddha, Krishna prema, what is there? That has to be prakatyam. We use this word manifest. And this word is there. Nitya siddha sivavasya. Prakatyam means manifest. Ridhi sadhyata. Which is there within the heart. That sadhyata, that you are accomplishing. The famous example, you always remember that. It's a very good example. That is water, putting water in the pump. The purpose is to bring the water in the pump outside. The purpose is not to fill the pump with the outer from outside. It is not a tank or something, you fill it and later on you take it. No. So these things we discussed in the morning. Now, Narada, he speaks about sadhana bhakti. Now, sadhana bhakti, the principles are spoken, that the philosophy behind sadhana bhakti are spoken, who can do it, how everybody can do it, the qualifications of sadhana bhakti, and certain ingredients of sadhana bhakti are spoken before sadhana angas, bhakti angas are spoken. Okay. Sa bhakti saptama skande bhangya devarshi nodita. Devarshi means Narada spoke in the seventh canto. This is the beginning of the seventh canto where Parikshit Maharaj has asked question to Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami answers, similar question was asked. What was the question? The equality of the Lord. How can you say the Lord is equal to everyone? Because he is showing pakshapat. He should be neutral to everyone. He is sama, surud, brahman. He should be sama. He should be friendly to everyone. And he should have love for everyone. How is it that if he is equal to everyone, he took the side of demon? So in this discussion, what happened? Sukadeva Goswami told, I'll tell you what happened in Tadusuya Sabha between the discussion between Narada and Yudhishthir. When Yudhishthir Maharaj asked Narada that how is it that Shishupal got liberated in spite of criticizing Krishna? His tongue should have got Krishna Roga. Yudhishthir Maharaj, he asked Narada, if by criticizing Krishna, if somebody gets liberation, if that is a rule, I don't know if it is a rule or not, if that is the rule, then why did not Vena get liberation? Why Vena didn't get liberation? Vena, he went to hell by criticizing Krishna. One rule for someone, other rule for somebody else or what? Then Narada explains. He says that when Shishupal criticized Krishna, he did it out of his heart. Dil se gali diya. But whereas Vena did not do that. So then he speaks this very famous verse. Tasmad vairanu bandena nirvayena bhayena va snehat kamena va yunjat gatanchin nekshate pratak. So then he says these five categories. You can be connected with Krishna in these five categories. What are they? Vaira, anubandena, nirvairyena, bhayena, snehad, kamena. Six kinds. Now, the first, in this you find there are mixed things. It can be anubandena, means friendship, being a relative, and vairena, being an enemy to the Lord. Somehow or other, in all these forms, you can be connected to Krishna. So as soon as this verse was spoken by Narada, then Narada explains the same thing to Yudhishthir Maharaj. You just see, Gopya Kamat. Gopis, they connected with Krishna by who? By lust. And Kamena. Snehat, by affection. Sneha means affection. For you, Yudhishthir Maharaj is like he has got sneha. And bhayena, kamsa. Like that he gave examples also. In this way, they developed affection for you. Somehow they are connected to Krishna. That is why all were benefited. Because Krishna only knows one thing. What is it? To benefit others. Even though somebody develops hatred for Krishna, because he has developed hatred for Krishna, he will be benefited. So that is the speciality of Krishna. So that is how he gives, Rupa Jiva Goswami explains. Therefore, by enmity, by Vedi Bhakti, that is Nirvairena, by fear, by affection, lusty desire, by all those, any one of them, if a conditioned soul somehow or other concentrates his mind upon the Lord, the result is the same. For the Lord, because of his blissful position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. For the Lord is same for everyone, he does the same thing. In this verse, fear and hatred are also mentioned. Somebody may say, why it is so? If these two are considered bhakti, then there is a contradiction to the definition already given. Because in the definition what is mentioned? Anukulyena. So that bhakti should be with favorable intention, anukulyena. Therefore, for describing these items, the author used the word bhangya. That means along with something resembling bhakti. So though these two things are added, it is just mentioned to tell that they are resembling bhakti. Since he grants auspiciousness even when person shows fear and envy towards him, who would not worship the Lord? So here these things are spoken to show the glory of the Lord. Even a person out of enviousness, he connects himself with the Lord. He is benefited. Because that is the nature of the Lord to benefit. Just see, if that is the glorious position of Krishna, then who will not worship him? Indeed, he has given results even to the lowest person by some arrangement. That is the meaning of the statement. So, the word yunjat is the potential mood is used to express a possibility, not a command. Thus, the meaning is a person may happen to concentrate his mind with fear or hatred on the Lord. Rather than one must concentrate the mind with fear or hatred on the Lord. It is just saying that one, it is not an injunction saying that one should concentrate on the Lord by fear or enviousness. Even though if somebody does like this, still he is benefited. Through this statement, though this statement was made before Krishna's appearance, one should understand that even in his expansion form, there is some degree of mercy manifested according to a particular form of the Lord. Okay, let us go further. Yatha Saptame, the famous later on verse come where Narada himself has spoken to Yudhishthira this verse. He says, Tasmat kenapyupayena mana krishna niveshayet. Kenapyupayena. Somehow or the other. Kenapyupayena. Mana krishna niveshayet. Somehow they engage your mind in thinking of Krishna. So, this is the whole purpose of sadhana bhakti, to think of Krishna. Now, he goes further goes, saying that this sadhana bhakti has got two divisions. The fifth verse, let us go to the fifth point. Vaidhi raganuga cheti sadvidha sadhana vidha. Now, this point of what is vaidhi raganuga, we will go into a little bit touch about this point. Because there is a big talk between vaidhi and raganuga. There somebody says that, you know, we just had to do raganuga bhakti because that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he started doing sankalpa. He saw, before he appeared actually, he saw the whole world is just practicing vaidhi bhakti. Now I want to come and then teach them raganuga bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us raganuga bhakti. So in ISKCON, you just talk only about vaidhi bhakti. So you just give up ISKCON and then come to me, I'll teach you raganuga bhakti. So a lot of profession is going on. Because neither people have proper understanding of sadhana bhakti. They think raganuga bhakti is something different from sadhana bhakti. Both vaidhi and raganuga, both are, don't ever confuse, raganuga is bhava bhakti. Raganuga is not under the category of bhava bhakti. Neither is raganuga is under the category of. So many people who try to go to some Babaji's in Radhakund, they have this misconception. When one devotee who was in Delhi, a brahmachari, who left and joined Radhakund, who knows me for some reason, I don't know, he heard some class in Vrindavan. Last time I was doing parikrama, he came to me, paid obeisances. I told, I don't know, who are you? I just talking to him. Then he told I was a brahmachari in Delhi temple. I had heard your class in Vrindavan, all these things. Then what are you doing here? You come for parikrama? No, I stay here, I told. What happened to you? Then he told the entire story. Then I told him, what do you mean by Raganuga Bhakti? See, Raganuga means prem, he told. It's love. I told, who told this? I told, this is what I know, this is what I feel. Raga means prem. Then I showed him, Bhaktivinoda Samson, do you have? He told, he had a copy. I went to his ashram. It was just on the road only. You have Bhaktivinoda Samson? I told, open this. Rupa Goswami has clearly told that Raganuga is a part of sadhana bhakti. Then he told, is it sadhana? Then no, to unskwan mein accha hota hai. It was his statement. No? I just showed him this verse. This Raganuga bhakti is a part of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti has got two types, Vaidhi and Raganuga. Then do iskan mein accha hota hai. Then that is what I am telling you. So people have some illusion that this sadhana is for some lower class people. And Raganuga is something which is higher. It is not higher, lower. It is just two. Dvividha means what? Two types, that's all. Whether you wake up for Mangalarti because your guru told you, because your president told you, because your temple commander told you, or whether you wake up because you just want to wake up. Both ultimately attending Mangalarti, na? Both are seeing the same Krishna. Just because you woke up without somebody waking you up, you don't find different Krishna there. Just because somebody woke you up, that doesn't make you see some other Krishna there. It's the same. But of course, there's some distinction that we'll just talk about it for a few minutes. So, Srila Vishnu Thakur has written one book called Raga Vartma Chandrika. Raga Vartma Chandrika. In which he tells that Raganuga Bhakta should accept a guru who is Ragatmika. See, Ragatmika means a person who is already developed love for Krishna and he is there in the past tense, eternal past tense of Krishna. So you follow in the footsteps like Yashoda, like some gopi, some Radharani, some Sakha. You accept them as a spiritual master. Now, Rupa Goswami, he knew that by birth, not everybody can be qualified for Raganuga Bhakti because there is no Raga present in him because he has not carried out from his previous life. So for that, what Rupa Goswami has done, he has included the Vaidhi Bhakti which has got Raga aspect in it. Because who is Rupa Goswami? Rupa Manjari. So if you are following Rupa Goswami, are you not Raganuga? Simple, isn't it? If you are following Rupa Goswami, you are not Raganuga? Because Raganuga, the main factor in Raganuga is that you are supposed to follow in the footsteps of Ragatmika. See, keep the words proper. You have to follow in the footsteps of Ragatmika Bhaktas. So, Rupa Goswami is a Ragatmika Bhakta. So now, what he has done? He has given the Vaidhi Bhakti to us in such a way that there is Raga in it. Raga which is hidden in it. So, specifically, one need not really search out from some Vrajvasi. No, I just want to see from Vrajvasi. I want to see whom I can take initiation from, who can reveal my Swarupa. You don't have to search for it. Because by following this Vaidhi Bhakti, which is given by Rupa Goswami, if you follow the Vaidhi Bhakti given by Ramanuja or so, then you will attend Vaikuntha. But the Vaidhi Bhakti given by Rupa Goswami, that will take you to Golok Vrindavan Dham. That is for sure. Now, there are some cases with some people, individuals, who carry forward devotion from previous lives. They already have some raga. They have not developed the ecstatic symptoms of bhava. So they manifest the symptoms of raga. So they can follow some ragatmika bhakta. There is nothing wrong in that. Neither have some misconception and hatred for ragatmika, raganuga bhakti. nor think that, you know, that is the thing which I am supposed to do. So there are some people who are well qualified to do that. And for most of the cases, sadhana bhakti or vaidhi sadhana bhakti as given by Rupa Goswami is as good as raganuga sadhana bhakti, because both are same. Both are sadhana bhakti. And there is an aspect of raga in it. And also, who are you following? Is Rupa Manjari. Definitely he is ragatmika. Okay? We did not go into so much of details because it's a big thing in Vrindavan. And many of these Iskand devotees are captured by these kind of statements. One person who was in Vrindavan, just like that, he started speaking to me the subject. I just told in one word, what is the meaning of raganuga? I told you to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis, and he was telling like that. Then I told, who is Rupa Goswami? He told Rupa Goswami. I told, he is Rupa Manjari. Then if you are following Rupa Goswami, are you not following Rupa Manjari? Then he has no answer for it. He has no answer for it. Okay. So, we'll go further. Now, yes.
Hare Krishna. There's two types of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi and raganuga. It's two classification. And now, so somebody follows vaidhi bhakti under instruction of guru properly, so he will also automatically rise to the raganuga level.
It is not raising. I go to bhava.
Okay.
See, it is not one above the other.
It is not levels.
Is it mentioned level? What is mentioned?
It's mentioned types, classification.
Dvidha means what?
Types.
Types. It is not levels. One after, level is sadhana, bhava, prema. These are levels. But dvidha means two types. Isn't it?
So, raga is also part of now vaidhi. Means,
that vaidhi which Rupa Goswami has given, that is why I specifically mentioned. There is an aspect of raga underlying in it. There is an aspect of raga underlying in it. Because the principles what is mentioned, if you go further, 1, 2, 3 like that, and you follow them, because it is all concentrated around Krishna, as spoken by Rupa Manjari, in the form of Rupa Goswami, there has to be raga in it. There has to be. Without that, then how are we different from Sri Vaishnava system of devotional activities, isn't it? You know, and that is the main thing. Yeah.
Raja, it is given in this book like Waves of Devotion that Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti leads to Mahatma Jnana Prem. And the Raganuga Bhakti leads to Kevala Prem. So, like how we should...
Both are Prem. Isn't it? Before Prem, what did it comes?
Bhava
comes. Okay? So, first we talk about Bhava. Kriti... What is the verse? Which Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya. Isn't it? Once you attain Bhava, at that time, the story is different. Here, just give that book. Vaidhi, and once you attain bhava, there the story is different. We'll talk about it later when it comes to bhava. This, as I've told you, Waves of Devotion has tried to present the rasa, which is juice, in a graphical format. Many times graph don't work. The graphs that works to some extent. That is the reason, better directly go to the scripture, isn't it? Like for example, you have, must have got some idea within the 2 days what we have been discussing. If you go through these graphs which has been presented in the first chapter, the understanding what you get is somewhat deeper when you did this direct, isn't it? So, I just give the introduction about this Vaidhi and Raganuga. This is the introduction. Because there are certain principles which you have to know before when you go to the real subject. When you go further, after the Vaidhi sadhana has been discussed, the Raganuga sadhana starts. There you read the commentaries, you will have a better understanding. Better understanding. So just keep it, hold it at that particular point. Now Vaidhi Bhakti starts. Description of Vaidhi Bhakti. The Vaidhi Bhakti is like this. Yatra Raga Vap Ragan Vap Platvat Pravruttihi Upajayate Sashane Neiva Shastrasya Sa Vaidhi Bhakti Ruchate. Now Sashaneva Shastrasya. Shastrasya means what? Scriptural. Out of scriptural injunctions, you do certain things. Because scriptures have told, I'll do it. So source of inspiration. When the source of inspiration is outside, that is called Vaidhi. The source of inspiration is inside, it is called Raga. Source of inspiration is Shastra. And who teaches Shastra to you? Guru. According to whose teachings? Sadhus. Previous Acharyas. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So word Shastra is used, but behind the Shastras is Guru and Sadhu. So when the source of inspiration for doing bhakti is external, actually I'm using the word external just to show that they are outside your body, that's all. Then that is called what? Vaidhi Bhakti. It is called Vaidhi. When the source of inspiration is from inside. So basic difference is that. Basic. But both are what? Do you end? Now, Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Don't they follow scriptures? They also follow scriptures. They also follow scriptures. It is not that they don't follow scriptures. They are also supposed to follow scriptures. Now, some idea has come, people, that when you don't follow scriptures and do bhakti, that is called Raganuga. No. That's not Raganuga. Yeah. Only thing is the shasana. Shasana. Shasana means the ruling. When your life is ruled by Guru, Sadhu and Shastras, then... So who are these Guru, Sadhu and Shastras, tell me? They are the external manifestation of the super soul. They are the external manifestation of the super soul. Now when the super soul is directly inspiring you, that is Raganuga. Simple. The source of inspiration, that's all. You will have sometime, you see there is somebody who requires. See, say for example you have so many, you have 100 brahmacharis here. Some brahmacharis, without somebody telling, they come to class on time. There are some who requires. Isn't it? But can you say, you know, he is a better devotee, he is not a... Both of them come, both of them attend the same class, both of them get the same thing, isn't it? Okay, go further. When the activities of bhakti appear in a person, not from attainment of raga, but rather from the rules of scriptures, the bhakti is called Vaidhi. Raga here means raga, anuraga, or taste for bhakti. This will be understood from later discussion on the difference between ragatmika and raganuga. So this is the biggest confusion people have about Raganuga. Raganuga and Ragatmika, they are two different things. In the definition, Vedi Bhakti is restricted to cases where Bhakti is performed exclusively by teaching scriptures and not the element of Raga. With the attachment of Raga, there will also be some use of scriptural teachings as well, but it is not called Vedi Bhakti. Okay. Next, the famous example is this verse, very famous verse from the second canto, first chapter, fifth verse. As soon as Parikshit Maharaj went and surrendered to Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj asked a question, Niyamanayam, somebody is about to die, what is his kartavya, what is his duty? Answering this thing, he says, there are so many things people are willing to hear. Shodavyani, Radhendra, Naam, Santi, Sahasasa. After that, immediately he says, since you have surrendered, you are very something special. That is why you, Dasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavani Shurohari, Shrotavya, Kritavyascha, Smartavyascha, Chatiya Bhayam. So, descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the survivor, savior of all misery, from all miseries. So, this is a very simple verse, we know. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwar Hari. Of course, there is so much of commentary on this, why he used these three words to Krishna. Sarvatma, Bhagavan, Ishwaro, Hari. These four words are used. Why? What is the sequence and all these things are there? We will not go into this. So, Shrotavya, hear. Why? Glorify, and he think, why? Ichchate Abhayam. If you want, Abhaya, hear. This is how Parikshit Maharaj started Bhagavatam. And how did he end Bhagavatam? The 10th canto, in the beginning, what did he say? I want to hear the answers. Naisame dussahachunmam tektodo avibhadayet. Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj that, maybe you should take rest. Go and drink water and come. Already 3 days over, the fourth day morning. You're not even drunk any water or anything. Then understanding that Sukadeva Goswami may say that take a break. He says, no break at all. You go on speaking. I don't want to drink water nor eat, because neither thirst nor hunger is bothering me. Those 9 cantos of Bhagavatam I studied come to the position of what? That I am not afraid of death anymore. I am not being compelled by thirst and hunger. Because the Bhagavatam started with thirst and hunger only. Parikshit Maharaj, he put thirsty. He put and snake, isn't it? The death snake he put. Snake is actually Kala. So now, after hearing the 9 cantos, he has come to the position where Krishna Kata, Tad Mukam Bhojam, Vibantam, I am drinking Harikata Amrutam from your lotus mouth. So what is the use of drinking some other thing, some water and all? So just see. Then Parikshit Maharaj, he heard the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Now go further. Famous verse. Smartavya satatam Vishnu vismartavya na jati chit sarve vidini shedasyur yetayoreva kinkara. Now two things are spoken here. One is always think of Krishna. Smartavya satatam Vishnu. Other one is what? Never forget Krishna. Both are same or different? How many of you say both are same? How many of you say both are different? Others abstaining. Anyhow. So when I forget, I think of forget. That's what happens, isn't it? When you want to think, you forget. When you want to forget, you think. So, both seems to be the same, but they are different. It is like pouring water into a pot, other is just closing the holes of the pot. If you consider your consciousness, your brain or mind or skull, whatever you say, consciousness, to be a pot, and by hearing and chanting you are pouring Krishna consciousness into it. And your senses are like the holes through which whatever you have poured, it goes out, isn't it? Drains off. So both are required. Smartavya satam Vishnor, that is pouring Krishna consciousness into your consciousness, like hearing and chanting. What we do in the morning is Smartavya satam Vishnor. Now be careful, when the word satatam has been used, at the level of sadhana bhakti, do we do satatam? So what is the meaning of satatam? Regular. It's not, I give the example, like, are you taking breakfast? Oh, you're not eating anything. Now, something which is done regular is also put in the present. It is also called satatam. Not that you are cooking in the deity kitchen, you told about think of Krishna. So I was thinking of Krishna and forgot to put salt. So it doesn't work like that. Somebody says, I was driving and I was thinking of Krishna. That is what a sadhaka is supposed to do. Yeah? Always think of Krishna. That is what you told. I was thinking of the beautiful form of Krishna. I was totally captivated and landed in the hospital. So here, satatam refers to that. So there are some activities which by which you think of Krishna, which makes you think of Krishna. That is chanting and Bhagavat. This is called Bhagavat Vidhi. Chanting and Bhagavatam. This, except these two, nothing is called, this is called Bhagavad Vidhi. And after thinking of Krishna, you have to not forget him. Not to forget him, you have to follow which Vidhi? All the things which you do after Bhagavatam class is Pancharatra. All the things what you do after the Bhagavatam class is Pancharatra. Going and seeing the construction, going and distributing book, managing this place. All this is all Pancharatrik Vidhi. So that is why, even though somebody may have done the sadhana morning properly, after that, if his mind is vacuum, what will happen? Like, you see the balloon, you pump up the balloon and just leave it. What will happen? You will find in some corner lying down like this. That will be the position of a devotee after a few days or few months. He was such a great devotee, he was chanting like this, Hare Krishna, Krishna. What happened to him one day? He's lying down there because the other time after Bhagavatam class, he had nothing to do. He is spaced out, isn't it? Because he was not engaged. My senses were not engaged. So what happened? All the consciousness passed through. And it's like, that is why one has to have proper pancharatrik engagement. Senses have to be engaged. Then that will make you not to forget Krishna. That is why Spartavya Satam Vishnu Mishpratam Jyadati Sarve Vidinishayda Asur Yetayo Eva Kinkara. Now, this verse, though even quoted in the Sri Vaishnava literatures, even in the Madhva literatures, this verse is quoted from the Padma Purana. This is the time when Rupa Goswami has added Raga into Vaidhi. This verse makes our Vaidhi bhakti, Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, having some raga within that. You got it? Mostly, what people do is, even though they are doing devotional activities, they don't do with the purpose of thinking of Krishna. They just do it, that's all. Ritualistically they do. But that is why when you are reading the bhajana angas, the sadhana angas, later on it will come. At that time, you should be very careful of always remembering Krishna and never forget Krishna. These are the two most important principles. So, all the rules and prohibitions, sarve vidishesh asur, means scriptural injunctions such as aharaha, sandhya, upasitaha, one must worship daily at the sandhya, and Brahmano na hantavyaha, one should not kill the brahmanas. All these injunctions and prohibitions are dependent, kinkara, on the injunctions to remember the Lord always, and provisions never to forget him. To do the opposite, making remembrance of Vishnu secondary to all the rules, will yield opposite results. What is the primary result? To always think of Vishnu. The addition of chit to jatu is for emphasizing jatu, not jatu. Chit means never, and not for indicating its normal meaning. It is not all occasions, isn't it? Jatu chit meaning not on certain occasions, not like that. Okay, let us go further. Itya susyat vidir nitya sarva varnashrama adishu nityata api asya nirantan ekadas adivat phalam. So thus everyone within and outside the varnashrama should always follow this rule concerning worship the Lord. So who is qualified for sadhana, vaidhi sadhana? Everyone within the varnashrama and outside the varnashrama. So, though everybody is qualified to do sadhana bhakti, just see, there is a mention here. Somebody within varnashrama and somebody outside varnashrama. Isn't it? There is a categorization. Because there are some people who don't follow varnashrama. Can they do this? Can they do take up sadhana bhakti? They can do. No, so I am doing varnashrama, so why you should take up sadhana bhakti? It is just because you are doing varnashrama doesn't mean you need not. No, you should. Both. Two questions arise. Somebody may say, oh, he is not born in varnashrama dharma. How can he do sadhana bhakti? Why are you giving this thing? Let him take birth in varnashrama dharma, then only we will give sadhana bhakti to him. That is also a wrong argument. Other thing is, I am practicing varnashrama dharma. Why you are giving sadhana bhakti to me? That is another argument. So both these arguments are nullified by this thing, saying that everyone within outside, within and outside the varnashrama should always follow the rules in concerning worship of the Lord. Though it is always to be followed as a daily duty according to the scriptures. The scriptures also ascribe attractive material results for observing it, as in case of Ekadashi Vrata. So material benefits are also there. The scriptures talk about it. You know, if you do this thing, you will get this thing. If you do this thing, you will get this thing. But we should be careful. We should not do that thing just because you are getting some material benefit. Like we chant after Tulsi Aarti. What? Yani kani chit papani, Brahma hatyadi kani cha, tani kani pranashyanti, pradakshina pade pade. What does it mean? So, you think, you know, every step I take, all the papas will be destroyed. That is what you are thinking? What you are thinking? You know, we don't think anything, that is there. It's going around. Used to that. Used to that. That is the time, you know, we discussed today what we are going to do. And I meet all them. All the meetings happen at that time. It's not only here. Even if you go to Mayapur, the GBCs do the same thing. You observe it? Anytime you go, that is the time, see, you know, we are going to meet at all the meetings. I always used to wonder what these people are doing. There's some secret mantras are exchanged and what? Something very special with Tulsi Aarti. They don't do it Mangala Arati, they don't do it Nastam Arati. Only while going around Tulsi, you know. Something special. They'll find out you come. They'll go and talk. And it was only 1 minute, 2 minutes. Not a long meeting happens. Just some exchange happens, again they go around. They'll find another person. Spontaneous. Tulsi Maharaj inspires them, something special inspiration comes also. Actually, you're supposed to think that this verse is actually glorifying Tulsi. You are so glorious that anybody even takes one step in your parikrama around you, his papas are destroyed. You are thinking any person, not that for you. So it is the glory of, so you are glorifying her. So if you go from the Varanashrama, the Karmakanda point of view, you're actually thinking, you know, all my papas will go away if we go around this thing. even such a big pap which I have done in the previous life, some Brahman I must have killed, I don't know. So that all will go away. So today Tulsi Maharani will save me from the reactions, those to those self reactions. All these things will come in the mind. Okay. Now, where were we? Okay. Let us go to, yes, 2.10 and 11. I'll just read the. This verse should actually be placed after verse 12. That is because this composed verse giving a summary explanation is suitable at the end of the topic. For the word iti, it used to show the previous topic is the cause of the statement of this verse. So we'll discuss after verse 12. Let us go to 10th and 11th verse. Yatha ekadashe, in 11th canto, it is just Mukabahurupadebhyah purushasyat smitai saha chatvaro janir varnak varnak gunair viparyayat pritak ya esham purusham sakshat atma prabhavam ishvaram na bhajanti avajananti sthanat bhrashtat patantyadaha. So, if somebody doesn't understand in the Varnashrama Dharma, this Varnashrama Dharma, all Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, they all came from where? From the body of the Lord. So, if somebody doesn't understand this thing, definitely he will fall down from to the Elis planets. Each of the four social orders, headed by Brahmanas, who are born from the different combinations of modes of nature, from the face, arms, thighs and feet of the Supreme Lord in his universal form. There are the four spiritual orders were also generated. If any member of the four varnas and the four ashramas fail to worship or intentionally disrespect the personality of Godhead, who is a source of their own creation, they will fall down to the position of Elis planets. It is a warning to those who are born in the varnashrama dharma, thinking that, oh, I don't require sadhana bhakti. I am anyhow following varnashrama dharma. So why I should do that? So definitely they will fall down from the position, especially in the age of Kali. Because the sadhana bhakti, Sai Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, this is a program which is specifically meant in the age of Kali. In the earlier ages, the varnashrama could be followed very nicely and Vishnu could be worshipped very nicely by following varnashrama system. But now, in the age of Kali especially, this is true that they have to worship the Lord through sadhana bhakti. Just because you are doing varnashrama dharma, giving up sadhana bhakti is not good. Just because I am doing sadhana bhakti, giving up varnashrama is also not good. These are two things.
Brahmacharis, they are like material. Then yes. Why we call them spiritual order? Can you clarify? There's a name spiritual order, but why they are material then?
The spiritual order, Brahmachari.
Like social order and spiritual
because
order.
Because the word is Brahmachari Ashrama, Grihastha Ashrama, and Vanaprastha Ashrama, Sannyas Ashrama. What is the meaning of Ashrama? Where there is no Shrama. Where there is no Shrama. Ashrama. Ah means no, Shrama means Ashrama. Shrama means difficulty. One meaning. Many meanings of it. So why there is no Shrama? Because you are worshipping the Supreme Lord. Vishnu Naradhade Panta Nanya Tattosha Karano. So a Brahmachari is a material position. So being situated in that position, he is supposed to worship Krishna. Then he is in Brahmachari Ashrama. Wherever worship of Krishna happens, there is ashrama. Why? When worship of Krishna happens, there is no shrama. That is why it is called ashrama. Okay? In the same vigrahastha ashrama. That is why it is called spiritual order. Because the place where, being situated, you can perform your spiritual activities more comfortably. See, we all become like brahmacharis, not because you know, something like I want to be superior to grihasthas. Not because of that. It is because we are comfortable doing devotion in this way. When somebody gets married, because he feels that he is comfortable, he can do comfortably devotional service. So the object of taking up a particular ashrama, he is only for you to find a comfortable position in the material world, so that you can perform your devotional activities. So the purpose of becoming a brahmachari should not be like, if I become a brahmachari, then I need not work. Then, okay, once you come, you'll understand there's more work. Isn't it? There's more work actually. There you go 9 to 5 or 6 or 7, you finish up and come. Here, 24 hours work. Practically 24 hours work. Now, somebody may think in a grihastha ashrama, I am not qualified to be a brahmachari, so I want to be grihastha. To become brahmachari, you require qualification. To become grihastha, no qualification is required. What is this? See how this maya enters a person. People think, Prabhuji, I need to be qualified to be a brahmachari, no? See, I told yes. That is why I want to get married. I am not qualified. Then why don't you think, are you qualified to get married or not? Nobody thinks about it. Nobody thinks whether I am qualified to get married or not. It's actually, if somebody starts thinking, nobody gets married. If somebody starts really thinking, am I qualified to get married or not? I'm telling you, nobody will get married. If he's a genuine, sincere person, if he starts thinking, just imagine to have sex only to produce children. Just imagine, am I qualified or not? He'll stop. He'll not marry at all. So, something strange, people have this mentality. I'm not qualified to be brahmachari, so I become a grihastha. What is this? Grihastha ashram is kachra ka dabba or what? That is why those with this idea get married, they give up devotion, they just completely get fused up. Because the very mood of entering the grihastha ashrama is they forget grihastha is also ashrama. Isn't it? Anyway, let us continue the subject here. Evam kriya yoga vatai puman vaidikatantrikai archam ubhyata siddhim matto vinjat abhipsitam. The result of Vaidhi bhakti. What is the result? By worshipping me, through the various methods prescribed in the Vedas and the Tantras, one will gain from me his desired perfection, both in this life and the next life. The result of Vaidhi Bhakti are described in this verse, taking Archana as the representative of other forms of Bhakti. Because Archana has been used. Actually, all the other aspects are there, but one word has been used just to... very famous word. Sakama sarva kamo va moksha kamo dharadhi. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajitam purusham param. See, whether you are having desires or no desires, by practicing yajitam purusham param, everything will be. But the desire of a sadhaka is to attain bhava. That is the only desire of the sadhaka. If any other desire, this anyavancha it becomes. It is not becomes uttama bhakti. Okay. Pancharatra also talks about it. Surase vihita shastre harim muddishya ya kriya saiva bhaktir iti prokta taya bhaktihi para bhavet. So, let us see what he says. Devrishi, all activities prescribed in the scriptures with the Lord as a object are called Vaidhi Bhakti. By this performance of Bhakti, one attains Prema Bhakti. Having shown the totality of the result available from Vaidhi Bhakti, the highest result is described in this verse. Saiva Bhakti means Vaidhi Bhakti from the context of the current topics. So, saiva bhakti, by doing so, para bhavet, bhakti para bhavet. Bhakti Parabhavet means what? Prema Bhakti, Parabhakti can be attained. Now, who is the Adhikari? Is described. Yaha kena pyati bhagena jata shaddhosya isena na sapto na virato asyam adhikari aso. So, very famous point here. What is this? Natya sakto na vairagya. Being too renounced, too attached. One should not be too attached and too renounced. So, the person who has developed faith in serving the Lord by impressions arising from the previous association of devotees, who is not too attached to material objects, not too detached, is qualified for bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. The word atibhagena, extremely good fortune, means by distinctive impressions arising from the previous association. So from the previous association of devotees, and then he starts doing this bhakti without being too attached to matter, neither being too detached from matter. That means he is actually uses matter. Etaro payunjataha. Nirbandhanaha krishna sambandhe. Yukta vairagyam uchate. Later on, Rupa Goswami is going to speak this verse. In the 11th canto, Adhaya Kadashe, Midrichayamat katado jata shaddho su yat yat kuban na nirvinno dati sakto bhakti yogo se siddhyataha. If somehow or other by good fortune one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, such a person being neither very disgusted with nor attached with material life should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me. Now, Jiva Goswami, he gives a very wonderful commentary. Let us see this commentary. In this verse, 11-20-28, quoted above, the word tata means starting from the situation thereafter. Bhakti is not dependent on anything else because it possesses its own great power. It is not like jnana and other processes which are dependent on detachment and other things. However, it is dependent on indifference to karma, nirvinna swakarmasu, in order to bring about exclusive concentration on the Lord, anyabhilashta shunyam. Such an inclination is suitable at this stage of bhakti. However, it is not necessary in the higher stage, such as that of Atmarama, when indifference to material goals have already been achieved. Especially for Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, one should be indifferent to matter. In simple words, especially regarding the material necessities or material things, being not too attached, being not too detached. What is the practical understanding of it is, in simple words, if I tell in Hindi, is like this. Mila to mila, nahi to nahi mila. Mila to mila, nahi to nahi mila. If it comes, comes. Doesn't come, doesn't come. You're okay with both. Isn't it? Oh, I did not get it. What to do? No, I have it. You know what to do. And don't we have it? Have it. No, don't have it. Don't have it. Actually, there are only two requirements for you. You know, the Bhagavad Gita and the scriptures, Bhagavatam and all, and others, Japmala. What else you require, tell me? Nothing. No, nothing else is required. If there is any necessity, these are the two, only two necessities. Other things, nahi to nahi hai. Mila to mila, nahi to nahi mila. So, this is the attitude one has to maintain. And it's a really interesting attitude. Huh? I found it very useful when I started applying this principle. I got this point, you know, when one devotee who was just some young boy was coming to class. Very, I don't know where I got this point from him. He lost his job. Then I asked him, "You lost your job? Then what about?" I became a little bit anxious. You know, how are you going to do? You're not from a very good family, you know, rich family. How are you going to maintain your... So this is why I told, I'm trying out. So what are you trying out? He told, I am getting an interview tomorrow, I am attending it. So are you preparing it for it? Probably bus I am once a prarthana kiya mila mila nahi to nahi mila. So he said, from that I got this thing. From that time onwards, whenever, suppose I feel I want this, if I get it, okay, well and good. If I don't get it, well and good, no problem. So having neutrality to matter is a very, very wonderful tool for neither being attached to it, neither being detached to it. That's... Next, 16th verse. Now it talks about three adhikaris. Talking about who can perform svayi sadhana bhakti, then three adhikaris have been spoken. Uttamo madhyamascha syat kanishthascheti sa tridha. Three categories, tridha. Who are there? Three types of persons qualified for vaidhi sadhana bhakti. Uttama, madhyama and kanishta. Three are there. Yeah, question. Acha. You are in finance?
Mike mila tumhe.
You are in finance department? No. Okay.
So, this attitude of mila to mila or nahi mila is very good as a neutral, you know, like equanimity, like, you know, everything is same. I'm happy. At the same time, greed is also mentioned, like, you know, when intense greed is also required for devotees, because sometimes devotees in the early days, like myself or whatever, so then they are satisfied with whatever is there, you know, like they don't want to intensely practice. Like when japa is chal raha to, okay, I'm one day gradual process of bhakti will achieve, you know, that kind of thing may happen. And one thing is endeavoring intensely.
So if you remember, we now only just spoke, when I told this mila to mila, it is towards the material things, towards material things. But in the morning we discussed about this greed is a spice in the sadhana which leads to bhava. So that spice is definitely required. That, as I told, the only thing which is required is the japmala and the bhagavatam. And any other thing, you can apply this principle, not with this thing. Japmala mila to nahi mila. Not with japmala. you are sitting and then, what are you doing? Japmala nahi mila, kya karo? Then socho. I am not chanting because I did not get the japmala. That is not the case. Disregarding, see, naturally you have this body, your mind, your things. Now, you suppose somebody feels, for example, it's like, I want a laptop. Then the authorities may give you, they may not give you, isn't it? If they give you, well and good. If they don't give you, well and good, isn't it? And you have a program, somebody is supposed to arrange an auto, and he did not come, that's it, isn't it? So otherwise, it will be totally total disturbance to our consciousness, especially Vaidhi sadhakas. They should be very, very careful, because Rupa Goswami, two verses talks about this thing. What is it? Being not to attach, not to detach. When you are attached to something, if you don't get, then you will get disturbed. And if you are detached something, when you get that, you become disturbed, isn't it? So, towards the material things, naturally, you see, since you have a body, mind and all these things, conditioning, so much is there, there will be always certain things which you want, certain things you don't want, isn't it? You cannot deny this fact. It's a fact. Always you want certain things, there are certain things you want, certain things you don't want. So when the things what you want you don't get, what is the attitude? Okay. If you get certain things which you don't want, then also the same attitude. So that is what is spoken in this. Yeah.
So oneself is good enough, because sometimes spiritual master wants certain things. And other than our own desire to have Gita, Bhagavatam and Japmala, spiritual master wants some things. And while acquiring that particular service, we need certain things. Which is, you know, to be pleased to the spiritual master. there are two things. One self-devotional service and for performing Bhakti Vrata Guru Maharaj.
Yeah, yeah. You see, for example, you have to build a temple. That is the desire of the spiritual master. You have to, you know, do some program or something like that. That is the desire of the spiritual master. See, these things, whatever you're thinking, they are going to manifest based on one's spiritual strength, not on one's material capabilities. Okay. So, even then, attitude should be the same. That doesn't mean you don't endeavor. You endeavor for it, but the ultimate attitude should be the same for a sadhaka. Because not every endeavor becomes successful. Not every endeavor becomes successful. So at that time, becoming disturbed about it, that is not good. That doesn't mean you will not endeavor for it. You will definitely endeavor to satisfy the spiritual master's desire. That is why whole sadhana bhakti is kriti. By your senses, you have to do something. Like building a temple is one of the devotional principles, because it is a deity worship. Doing temple, deity worship. Now getting flowers, getting vegetables, and maintaining cleanliness, isn't it? Dealing with the workers in maintaining cleanliness, making the garden. So in the 11th canto, Krishna talks to Uddhava about these things, you know, making a garden, making shops. He talks about shops. Somebody does, in your temples you have go in the restaurant. Oh, Krishna spoke about it, having shops. The 11th canto Bhagavatam, Krishna talks to Uddhava about having shops. To maintain the temple, to have shops, just imagine. We think it's new. No, it is all. Go in the restaurant, guest house, all these things are part of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. It is not something new. It is the attitude which makes it Karmishra or some kind of Karmatya, Falatyaga. But for a brahmachari, for a person who is studying Bhatrasam, it is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. To bring perfection in Govinda restaurant, make the best quality so that, you know, people will come again. This is it. But naturally, even if you do that, some people will say, "Faltu hai." Then what you do? Faltu hai kariga kya batao? Just because of that, you don't become very disturbed. Because at the level of Vaidhi Sadhana, the raga attachment is not very strong. So, to practice the sadhana constantly, one need to be sthira buddhir, asammoodo, brahmavid, brahmanichitam. That mind should be very, very stable. The mind becomes disturbed and affects the health. Sadhana gone. 99% of the devotees, their sadhana becomes weak because of bad health and disturbed mind. Not because their insincerity. This is a study which I have done and concluded after so many years. I had a wrong notion. Just by somebody's sadhana is weak, I used to brand him as insincere. But somehow Krishna has given this intelligence a few years back. This conclusion is 99%, okay, 1% insincere will be, devotees will be there. But 99% of devotees, if you find those devotees who slack in sadhana, it is 100% because they have a health problem or they are mentally disturbed. That has to be well taken care of. If their health is perfect and they are mentally not disturbed, you find that they will be like perfect sadhakas. Perfect, they will do everything time to time, everything wonderful. But somehow their health goes down, and they become disturbed for some reason or other because of the lack of this kind of attitude, then you will affect in chanting. Chanting also comes, ustiyasa, kastiyasa, all these things come. In their Bhagavatam class, in their behavior, everything is affected. So health is a primary importance. Actually, in the earlier days, in ashram, in matas and all, because of people used to get pure food, pure life, regulated life, naturally the health was taken care of. But now we are in a very difficult situation. We don't get pure food, pure life, pure air, and the cooks also you have to get from somewhere here and there, and they don't know actually how to really cook things. It is just put masala and then give it, offer it to Krishna and give it. as prasadam. So that is why it is very strange. You see, even if you go to Vrindavan or some of the sadhus, they just go to Himalayas, they maintain their health so perfect. Isn't it? I should not tell, but I'll tell you. I was insulted by a sadhu in Gangotri. In Gangotri, I was really not able to climb. And I was coughing. One sadhu who was there, kaisa sadhu bimar padta hai? I took it in a positive way. Actually, he meant something. If you are a sadhu, your health should be perfect. See, that's what sadhu means. But if you see, the more the health you lose, that means more senior devotee you are. ISKCON. If you don't go for panchakarma, you are not a sannyasi. Yeah, he said, that situation has come like this. But it should not be so. Because we are doing preaching in cities, you have 100 reasons. We have 100 reasons, but no excuse. No excuse. As for emergency purposes, we have done. Bhaktirasam Maharaj, whenever he meets me, this is the only question he asks me. How is your health? I have served him for 2 years when I joined ISKCON. He'll never ask me, are you studying or not, are you chanting or not, are you preaching or not, what your day? He's not bothered about it. Once I asked him, why you ask only about my health every time? He says, I am telling you about my experience. He just cannot sit under the fan. Little bit wind comes, he falls sick. He says, I'm telling you out of my experience, don't do this, don't do this. Take care of your health, you have to live your life healthy way. So that still I remember, that Gangorati, that scene, he told me, kaisa sadhu hai, bimar padta hai? Ye bimar padta hai, there were a few congregation devotees along with me. Ye bimar padta hai, chalega, tumko bimar nahi padna chahiye. That means he is a sadhu, he may not be wrong, he may be mayavadi, that is all different. But he is giving instruction, actually Krishna speaking through him, to say that sadhu means you have to have a healthy life, healthy body. Isn't that? Madhvacharya had a gymnasium in his ashram. Yes. You see, Sumadha Vijaya, in that, in the old Puttuge Matha, I saw this gymnasium. 500-year-old dumbbells I saw. 500-year-old dumbbells. I was shocked to see them. Sannyasis used to do that. Not to make body, because at that time they had to walk from one forest to other forest, to the forest. Madhvacharya along with the disciples used to walk from one forest to the forest. The tigers used to come, the lions used to come. How do you defend yourself? Isn't it? We travel from Calcutta to Pune, in 2 days you are like, Prabhuji, I just traveled, I'm sick. You came in train, not by walk, isn't it? it's a very, very important thing. I found after talking so much about health in my ashram 2-3 years back, of course, we have kept for particular purpose to attend Mangala Arati. We have given grace period of like 5 minutes grace time. For some reason, in the bathroom and all these things, so much of rush and all. So, anybody who doesn't come, they had to write 108 times, and the same principle is there. Just one moment, I'll come back to you. At that time, after including that time, since 1 year, nobody came late, including myself. I used to be very down 4-5 years back. After concentrating on this aspect, taking some treatment, health, and disturbance. So mind and health has to be kept. This last question, yes. You have a question.
Allowed to speak for few minutes, 2 minutes.
1 minute.
From Vaishnava culture.
One minute, etiquette. 1 minute, yeah.
1 minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Hare Krishna. The human being being placed at the top of the spiritual ladder.
Okay.
Manusha dehe divya jnana dekhi santosha bhagavan. It is a Odia ye. Divya jnana means the knowledge. Jnana means the knowledge. And everybody, plant, animal, human being, have the heart. The vital force, or the living force, or the prana, or the atma. We have so many books on soul realization.
The prana, by laughing, one becomes healthy. The prana, the vital energy is one,
but okay. Atma, it has been classified as a three, Baddhatma, Mumukhatma, Muktatma. Our aim, especially the human aim, or the aim of the Vaishnava culture, or the Brahmacharis, is to become Muktatma. Now they are in Mumukhatma.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Okay. One lila, lila of Krishna at the childhood. He was entering the gopis' house, not alone, with so many of his friends, and taking dadhi.
Okay.
He is taking dadhi, Charlie.
Okay, okay.
But by the way, he was breaking the all earthen parts.
Raganuga Bhakta.
Ehi para.
Very good.
Dadhi khai handi kole papora. Dadhi means papora.
Once Prabhupada went to somebody's house in Bombay. Some similar incident happened there. And all the devotees there trying to make that lady, you know. Prabhupada, wait. She is a Raganuga Bhakta. Prabhupada told that. Let her do that. She was singing some Rajvasi song and all. Who does that thing? Hardly anybody, you know. There are so many people, but hardly any people do that. It's raga. Until this raga is there, these things would not come. Of course, even Raganuga need to have a spiritual master. That's one of the aspects of it. So it's 4:30, we can take few questions and we'll stop. Because Adhikara and all you can study later. Because Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama, all these things come later. Any questions? Yes.
That those who follow Sri Sampradaya like that, they enter Vaikuntha, and those who follow Gaudiya
Parampara.
Yes, as every soul has some constitutional position in spiritual world, Vaikuntha or Golok, so just by the process, is that the position changed or the position remains same?
It's a question which many people have asked. Even I have asked the question, but I have not got a proper reply from anyone of this thing. Because the very question of the constitutional position of the soul, the scriptures talk, the constitutional position of the soul is servant of Krishna. That is what is spoken, the servant of Krishna. So now, if the servant of Krishna, where is the servant of Krishna? Is the servant of Krishna in Saket, or is the servant of Krishna in Vaikuntha, is the servant of Krishna in Parthasarathi Loka, is it in Narasimha Loka, is it in Golok, or is it in Dwaraka? That is not spoken. When certain things are not spoken in scripture, we will not speak it. When certain things are not spoken by the acharyas, we will not speak it. Isn't it? So that is the answer I can give you. But one scripture is there which gives you some hint. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That is Gopakumar. Gopakumar. Gopakumar had association of Raganuga Bhaktas who worship Krishna in Goloka. So because of this association, this Gopakumar, he went through different planets in the material world. He went through different planets in the spiritual world. But he was satisfied only when Krishna. So then he remembers those devotees in Narthi planet who gave association to him. So whomever, whatever kind of association you take, whatever mood you develop, consciously develop, that is where you land up in. So Brihad Bhagavatamrita is one proof for this understanding. Brihad Bhagavatamrita starts after Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam ends, Brihad Bhagavatam starts. What is not very explicitly spoken in Bhagavatam is explicitly spoken in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Bhagavatam is the commentary on Vedanta Sutras. Vedanta is the end of Vedas. So, in one sense, in any of the scriptures, neither the four Vedas, nor the Puranas, nor the Itihasas, this subject is explicitly spoken. So, generally we should not speak. On the strength of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this conclusion we can reach. If you are associating with that particular kind of devotee, that kind of association will continue, not only association, and you have to develop that kind of the mood, and that you will reach. It is a destination. Because here Bhaktirasamrita says, everybody in the Varnashrama is qualified for it. Who are those not in Varnashrama are qualified to? Whoever comes in contact. Whoever comes in contact. Now, another proof. Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he was born in Karnataka near Mysore. Sorry, he was born in Orissa, in Ramuna. He was a Oriya. But he very much impressed by Madhva Sampradaya. So he went to South India in Mysore. He got initiation in the Madhva Sampradaya. He read the Madhva scriptures, became so expert, and he became practically on the verge of a great speaker on the Madhva philosophy. But when he came to Jagannath Puri, he got association with the Gaudiyas. Then he took initiation in the Gaudiya and developed that kind of bhakti which Vishwanathaswami Thakur had. He became a disciple, siksha disciple of Vishwanathaswami Thakur, and wrote Govinda Bhashya later. So we find, if you just take this incident, that whomever you develop attachment with, whichever mood you have developed, that is the thing which you attain. So these two examples, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in our present thing, you can give that example of Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, is our Acharya. Any more? Yes.
Ruji, you mentioned about this Bhagavati Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi.
Yes.
In that you mentioned about the, in the particular Pancharatriki Vidhi, in service of the Lord, there is shop, there is construction. So in that, can we extend this Pancharatriki Vidhi, as we can call it, the devotees do Karma Yoga, but they do for the Krishna. Is it called, can we they call it like they are worshipping, deity worship, can we call it as a deity worship?
The difference between Karma Falatyaga, Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga has got two aspects to it. Karma Falatyaga and doing something for Krishna. Doing work for Krishna, working for Krishna. Difference between these two. And Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti is just the difference in consciousness. Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta may operate a computer. That operating a computer by Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta can be called as a Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. A Karmamishra Bhakta may be worshipping deity. That worshipping of deity may be called as Karmamishra Bhakti. Because his attachment is for Karma Phala. Attachment is for Karma. But here in Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, what is there? Attachment is to whom? To Krishna. The person whom you are doing. When you are serving Krishna, out of attachment to Krishna, that is called Vaidhi sadhana. Why? That is known as sadhana bhakti, uttama bhakti. When the attachment is there for work or the result of work, it is called karma mishra. Bhagavad Gita is meant for everyone because naturally everybody is attached to what? Karma and karma phala. So that is how in the beginning of the chapters, second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, fifth chapter also, Krishna talks about what? Okay, you are attached to karma, no problem, do for Krishna. You are attached to karma phala, give for, give to Krishna. Who is saying to leave it? You cannot tell him because he is that. But when he comes by doing so, at least he is not doing sin by doing so. By doing so, that is also devotion. By doing so, then his attachment to Krishna increases. Even though he may do the same activity, that is called uttama bhakti. There is a distinction between uttama bhakti and uttama bhakti or kevala bhakti and karma mishra bhakti, or that is known as pradani bhuta bhakti. According to Vishnu Thakur. Vishnu Thakur categorizes guni bhuta bhakti, pradana bhuta bhakti, kevala bhakti. Guni bhuta bhakti is not bhakti at all, because karma and jnana can give the result only when you add bhakti to it. So they take use of bhakti to get the results of karma. Pradani bhuta bhakti is something where he is a bhakta because he is doing for Krishna. What is he doing? But his attachment is for karma and karma phala or jnana. That is why what is us? He uses them in serving Krishna. Whereas kevala bhakti is what? There is attachment only to Krishna. In that kevala bhakti you have sadhana, bhava and prema. So this is a gradation. I think it's very clear.
I want to ask about this, whether this activity can be called as a deity worship.
Yes,
the person
it is deity worship.
For the pleasure of Krishna.
That activity is deity worship. Activity is deity worship. But he is on the platform of karma mishra bhakta. When you are talking about karma mishra bhakti, it refers to the person who is doing that. See, chanting. There is bhakti only, na? Who is saying it's not? But when a karma kani does? In a karmakandi, without chanting, can he do any karmakandi activities? So he has to use bhakti for giving the results of karma. But he is what? Not even bhakta, he is just a karmakandi. Because he is using bhakti for getting the results of karma. This, where bhakti is gone, is not the main feature.
Main thing is that doing the things for the pleasure of Krishna.
Activity is not important. Consciousness is important. I think that will answer your question. Activity is not the important thing. Prabhupada buying bangles and saris in bazaar in Calcutta. And the shopkeeper is to tell Prabhupada, whom are you buying for? Radharani. Joking, huh? Then Prabhupada, sannyasi dress, he is buying. First time he came to, because they don't know, Westerners, they don't know what is sari, where to buy, what to buy, bangles and all. He brought personally. And so how can a sannyasi do that? How can this bhakti or what? No? For him, it is his disciples. He has to take care of his disciples. Don't see the activity, consciousness. Jain. Okay, we'll take last question because I need to go catch the train. Yes. Yeah, we have to end now. Okay, we'll end it.
Hare Krishna. So, let us express our gratitude. It was our great fortune to have Prabhuji here, and he took his valuable time. His schedule is very tight. Yes, he was in Vallabhidyanagar and has to go to Kanpur back to back, but in between he took 2 days' time just to inspire all of us, and he gave great insights in nectar devotion, and he told glories of Prabhu Goswami in a subtle way we could understand. After hearing from 2 days from Prabhuji, we understood that we did not study till now NOD. So maybe in future, and Prabhuji also agreed to come for Bhagavad Gita for 2-3 days to give insights on Bhagavad Gita. So let us express our heartfelt gratitude to Prabhuji by loudly chanting.